There are fewer than 30 men in the world qualified to drive Formula One. A mere half dozen, perhaps, to win. At this moment, I'm inclined to think you're not one of them.
No, you want to.
Keep up the good work, Stephen, and there you have it. There you go.
Hello, this is Desiree for F1Weekly.com. I'm your in-depth correspondent.
Let's go with the qualifying, Steve.
Welcome to F1Weekly.com. Clark Rogers here, your host. This is an F1 Weekly special weekend edition, podcast number 566. And these weekend special editions are interviews. And this is with special driver Robin Freins. Nass, introduce this driver.
Well, Robin Freins is going to do, in my very humble opinion, what Jos de Vos and Jan Lammers could not do, and that is to win a Formula One race one day for Nederland. This Dutch kid is Robin is what I would call a Dutch doozy when it comes to racing talent. In 3 years of motor racing, he was 2009 Formula BMW Europe Rookie of the Year, won a race in his first year at Silverstone. 2010, he was Formula BMW Europe champion, chased the championship leader all season long and won it at the final race. And last year, 2011, he won the Formula Renault Euro Cup champion, chasing another very talented kid, Carlos Sainz Jr., early part of the season. So very, very impressive. And this season, he will race against the likes of Jules Bianchi. Look at this company. Jules Bianchi, Sam Bird, Alexander Rossi, Lewis Williamson, Richie Stenaway, and Kevin Corius in Formula Renault 3.5 with Fortec Motorsports. And in preseason testing, Robin was flying above the competition. I mean, to go and in your first drive faster than guys who have 2 years of GP2 experience, Jules Bianchi is in the Ferrari driver development program. Lewis Williamson, he's a rookie, but he's with Red Bull. Richie Stenaway completely dominated the German F3 last year. Kevin Corius was very impressive last year in Formula Renault. And to be faster than all these people on both days, this is special racing talent. And I'm very pleased that we met him a few years ago and have very kind of him to stay in touch with us. So please enjoy this chat with Robin Freins.
Okay, folks, on the line by Skype, all the way from Belgium, is a very talented Dutch driver, our friend Robin Freins. Robin, welcome back to F1 Weekly. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm just, well, resting a bit from my testing last week. So testing was for me, unbelievable good. Never expected to be on top on the list with all the drivers on the list. So, yeah, everybody was very surprised.
Great. Well, same here. Two championships in the past two seasons, Formula BMW Europe 2010 and Formula Renault Euro Cup last year. How big is the head now? Will the helmet fit from last season?
Yeah, sure, but, you know, it's going to be a tough season, and I'm only 20 years old, so I have nothing to lose. If I finish in the top five or if I finish six, that's a good result, but if, for example, Bianchi finished P5, it's just not good for him. I think Bianchi is more afraid for me than I'm afraid of Bianchi, if you know what I mean.
Now, Jules Bianchi is also a friend of F1 Weekly. Who are the other drivers that you think you will have to fight to win your third championship?
For sure, Stenaway. I think Sam Bird is also in the top run. He has some problems with the car because it's a new car. You know, everyone has problems with it. So he didn't show his real pace yet. But I think he's for sure on top. And Magnussen. It's like those four, Bianchi, Stenaway, Magnussen, and Sam Bird. I think that's quite it.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, now you mentioned you were fastest driver. When I saw those results, with the drivers there, Alexander Rossi, Kevin Corius, you mentioned Bianchi and Bird, I was just like blown away. Man, I said, man, what's going on here? First time for you in this car. What are you taking in the off season to be so quick?
Nothing, just thinking a lot. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what I told you. I never expected this for the first time I get in the car. But, well, the team just did a great job. I had a, I went to the team just 2 weeks before the official testing, and we have a long chat how I want the car. I mean, everybody, every driver has his own driving style, and if the, the car suits his driving style, you just quick. That's for everybody the same. So we just talk a lot about the car and how I want the car, and the team did a great job, and they give me a wonderful car. And if I have trust in the car, I'm quick, as you can see.
Yeah, very impressive. This year you will race with Fortec Motorsports. Did you test with other teams also before signing with Mr. Dutton's outfit, who is quite a character?
Yeah. I tested with ISR, the test just after the last race in Barcelona last year. That was only 1 day, no, 2 days. I also tested with Comtech in Motorland and with Fortec. Only those three teams I tested with. And, well, with the first time I get in the car with ISR, it was my first time in the car, so I have to get used to the car and stuff like that, so you can't really tell if I was really on it yet. But, you know, I'm just happy with how the team works. They work really hard, and they just try to give me the best car they can give me. And that's just what I like about the team. It's an English mentality though, so. It's good.
Okay, you mentioned English mentality. You know, it's interesting you say that because some years ago I was watching an interview with Alain Prost, you know, who raced with Renault for so many years and McLaren, where he had a lot of success. And he brought that up, that, you know, which is a world of difference. What is the English racing mentality and how is it different from Czech mentality or Comtech? Are they Italian or English?
No, Comtech is English.
Okay, so what's the, what, and you've worked with our friends, Josef Kaufmann, Das Deutsche Mentality. So what's the difference in the English mentality?
Well, it's hard to explain, but the English mentality, they just do the best they can, and they really try to give you the best they can. They work for you, and it's not like, if I come on the team, the team Fortec knows that I can drive a car. And for example, if I drive another team, like if it's a French team or Spanish or Italian or whatsoever, and if I'm not fast, I'm not feeling confident in the car, they're going to teach me how to drive the car quick. So that's a different way around. If you give me a car which I like and which I had a lot of trust in, I'm quick. So it just work for just give me a car which I have trust in. That's the most important thing for me.
Great. Now, during the season, are you going to stay in Belgium or are you going to move to Daventry to be close to Mr. Dutton?
No, I stay here in my own country. I go to England quite a lot of times now this year to do some simulator testing in the Red Bull factory. But I'm not going to stay in England. For sure not. I have my own social life here, so own girlfriend, and I'm not going to put her down here.
They have very good fish and chips there.
Yeah. I know, but I just stay here. I'm good here.
Okay, good for you. Okay, your main competitor from last season, basically last two seasons, Carlos Sainz Jr. is going British Formula 3 this year. Did you also look at this series? And I believe you did some testing in GP3 also.
This was testing GP3 about more than 1 year ago when I get from former BMW to GP3. I actually didn't test GP3 or Formula 3 in the winter, the last winter. I didn't do that. Only the winter before that. So, but I'm checking out my rifle from last year quite a lot, yeah. I'm checking out Sainz, how he's doing in Formula 3 in England. He's doing a good job.
Yeah. No, basically what I was trying to find out, what made you decide on World Series by Renault?
Well, I actually didn't have another choice because last year it was quite the same. I wanted to drive Formula 3 Euro Series, but I just didn't have the money for it. Same as GP3. I just didn't have the money to drive GP3 for a whole year, which ended up to drive Formula Renault 2-liter because it was much cheaper than GP3 or Formula 3. And now the same. Last year I won the championship with 2-liter and you get $500,000 to drive World Series this year. And that's quite a lot of money you get to drive a year by World Series, you know? So it's quite stupid if you don't take the $500,000 and drive World Series and go somewhere else. So, I mean, I'm happy that I won the championship last year. So I really want to drive World Series this year.
Great. Now, at F1 Weekly, we are very pleased to be following your career from your very first motor race with our friends Goffman Racing. Looking back on your first 3 years, they all have been very impressive. What season did you learn the most and develop the most as a racing driver?
Last year, definitely. Because it was new. I mean, we come from former BMW to former Renault. The car was brand new for the team, for the Kaufmanns, and it's a new car for you as well. And you start from zero, and everybody else like Sainz and Kvyat just drove in the championship team from the year before, and they already have a big advantage from us. And we had just learned very quick in the winter testing and in the first few races, because in the first few races we wasn't quick, we wasn't there yet. We just lose about 3 or 4 tenths, and we didn't gain that. But that's how I learn, you know. You learn to, well, to, how you say that?
Hang in there.
Yeah. You learn to, to get rid of all the problems and drive around the problems. That's the most important thing, I think, for a racing driver.
Now, when you were chasing and Sainz Jr. was leading, what was the biggest problem you were facing? Was it the lack of experience, or that, you know, Kaufman team was new to the Formula Renault car after being in Formula BMW so many years? What was the main factor?
I think that Kaufman that just had was brand new for the Formula Renault, and we had a big step behind those guys. And the team just did a great job, and from the middle to the seat to the end, they gave me a great car, and that's how I won a few races. But I mean, I have the experience compared to the other drivers. I know I'm not gonna say quicker, but for sure the same speed as them, and I'm sure I'm gonna beat Sainz or Kvyat or somebody else. So we just had to work on the car, and all the other problems wasn't actually a problem to get to win races.
Okay, now both your championships were come from behind victories. I mean, you chased Jack Harvey all season long in Formula BMW, and both were won in very impressive style. Which series was harder to win, and which one was more gratifying and satisfying?
I stay with my former Renault.
Yeah.
Because we started from zero on, and, well, it was so satisfaction when I won the championship. You just can't believe how hard it was for me. It was much harder the former Renault than the former BMW, because in former BMW it was only Harvey and me who won races. It was him first or second or a different way around. And last year it was Kvyat, it was Sainz, it was Stevens, and well, Hansen won a race, Paul Chatin won a race. They had the top 5 or 6 were so close together. And you can't afford any mistake, or else you go from P1 to P6. So that was the biggest point.
Okay. Now, you know what really surprised me, even in this day of tough economy, there were some races where there were up to 40 cars in one race, like NASCAR. Do you like a field where there are a lot of cars and you have to pass back markers, or is it like a hassle with so many, you know, obviously when you have 40 cars, some are going to be like UJIDE?
I didn't see any back markers, or only one time in Silverstone. I just don't like the back markers because they don't watch what's going on behind them, because they're driving last anyway. So you know, I only look at the top drivers who are in there, and all the other drivers, I really don't look at them actually.
Okay. So, your team manager from your Kaufman Racing, Mr. Lars Kaufman, tells me best babes are in Budapest. Is that so?
Well, you know, you have different types. You know, Lars, if he found, well, crazy chicks, so So he's that's a good place for him then. But I used to stay in Holland for sure.
Okay, I'll check back with him also. Okay, your first racing victory came at Silverstone in 2009, I believe. Please tell our listeners, how did you do in your two races last year at Silverstone?
That was a great weekend for us, even though we didn't have the fastest car. We had some luck as well. First race, I qualified second, then Carlos Sainz didn't start before the formation lap. But the mechanics pushed him on, so he had to drive through for that. But I was first anyway, and after the start, he put big pressure on me. I wonder, when he got a drive through, I had a gap to Steven, and I won the race quite easy, because I was faster than Steven. I just pulled away quite easy, put a gap in 3 seconds. But then I saw a back marker, and the gap wasn't there anymore. But the second race was much more interesting, because I qualified P3, because the Vortec guys had a brilliant car there in Silverstone, and they had a good driver as well, Alex Lynn. You know, he knows Silverstone like his back of his hand, and he was really quick. But I had a really good start and overtook him around the outside in the first corner. It was quite tricky as well, that one, but that was the only thing I can do, because I knew if I didn't overtook him in the first lap, he was gone, because he was too fast for me. But I had to lead it after the second corner, and he put pressure on me the whole race, and I knew if I didn't do a mistake, he wasn't going to pass me. So you have to learn how to manage the pressure behind you, and I'm good at that. I'm mentally quite strong, so it was just driving out the race.
Yeah, Lars once made a comment to me that Robin's racecraft is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it's not true, but it is. You know, the point is, I'm just mentally really strong in the race. I know what I have to do, and I'm very smart compared to the others. I'm easy, no stress in the race.
Well, that's fantastic. Okay, you also recently signed a deal with the manager. Tell us how this decision was taken place, as there are many, you know, driver management people out there. And what is the most important thing a manager brings to the table for Robin Frings?
Manager is the most important thing. What the manager do for me is looking for sponsors, looking for money. That's the most important thing, especially now in the crisis we have now. It's really hard to find money. And even though I have $500,000 to drive next year, but that just isn't enough to drive for free this year. We still need to find some money, which is hard, but you have to look at this. If you look at the list now, before the first official test days, I mean, if I finish in the top 5 or 6 at the end of this year, I did a great job. So you have to find a budget for the year after. And that's why we are working on that with a manager. It's just finding money. That's all. That's all the story.
Yeah, money makes the world go round.
Yeah, true.
And you know what? There's a very famous saying in racing that speed costs money. How fast you want to go?
True.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A shame, but it's like that.
Yeah. The Dutch talent pool in racing right now is very deep. You, Hannes, Bitske Visser, and Nick de Vries. Hannes was your teammate in 2010. Are you friends with Bitske and Nick?
I know Nick from quite a long time already. I know him from karting days. I don't know Bitske quite well, but for sure I know Hannes. I drove with him 1 year ago. So, yeah, I know those guys. If I see them, I just talk with them, but I don't give him a call. Like one time a week, I just say hi if I see them. That's all.
Okay. And now, after 3 years in junior categories, what is the best advice you can give to young racers like Nick and Bitske or other drivers who are starting in single seaters now?
You don't win a championship in one race, because last year I finished all the races in the top 5, and that's how I win a championship. If I did a do or die move in the very first race with Carlos, fighting for the second position, and I crashed, I never won a championship.
So don't try to be like Lewis Hamilton, win the race and the championship on corner one of first lap.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You said something very interesting, and you know, frankly, I've mentioned this also on our podcast, that people like Jules Bianchi, Alexander Rossi, both of them are in the same series you are, World Series by Renault. They really need to win to keep, you know, moving forward. And if a rookie wins, then it's just like, you know, wow, what happened here? So what is your game plan? Are you going to be trying to see if you can win the championship, or are you just trying to be very aggressive and see I can win a race here and let's see how, what's the game plan, strategy?
Well, the strategy is for me to win every race I'm competing with. I mean, I'm not going to a race weekend to finish fifth or sixth. I'm going to a race weekend to win. And for sure, I'm always quite aggressive to everybody else. Or it doesn't matter if I race against Michael Schumacher or so. I mean, every driver is a driver for me, and it's not like a big name or so. But I can beat Bianchi, and I can beat everybody else. I mean, I have trust in myself. If the team is good, which is team is good now, and I have a good car, why I can't win races, and why I can't win a championship then? It's possible.
Now, let me, in your young racing career, you know, last year, this BBC commentator, David Croft, made a comment about Lewis Hamilton, that if he was not with Nicole Scherzinger, he was with Felipe Massa. So in your 3 years of racing, have you had a driver where somehow something goes wrong, it's the same driver every time?
No.
Some years ago, Colletti and Bianchi got into a fist fight on the podium after one of the races. Have you ever had some let's get physical thing on the track?
I'm not good friends with Kiva. I had some collisions with him in Hockenheim and... Well, he's Russian, you know, he's quite crazy. So, he's not my friend in the racetrack, you know. But I just talk with him like I know him, you know, like he's my friend. But on the racetrack, no, he's one of my biggest rivals.
And are there any drivers that you have raced against where you have also developed a good relationship? Like, you know, David Coulthard is good friends with Ralf Schumacher. Do you have some... competitors who are also personal friends?
No, not really. I talk a lot with Will Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
I call him Free Willy. I don't know why, but I call him from the karting days, Free Willy. But I just had a lot of respect for him in the karting days, what he achieved.
Yeah.
Like with the WSK and the World Championship and so on. And I race now against him, and I still have a lot of respect for him, what he did in the karting. And I just like to talk with him. He's a really, really nice guy, and he's also respectful in the race. He's not doing crazy things, and he knows if you are behind him, and he knows you are quicker, he's not gonna destroy your race. So he's a really fair driver to race against.
Okay, of all the races you have done in your young career so far, is there one performance that stands out?
The championship race from last year in Paul Ricard. Yeah, that's for sure. Started seconds behind Carlos. We pulled away. We pulled a gap from 5 seconds or so in six laps. And we just had a big fight with each other for the championship. He knows if I overtook him and I finished in front of him, the championship was gone. So we had a big fight with him. And, well, that was one of the craziest race I ever drove.
Oh, cool. And your favorite track, now that you've driven so many tracks?
Still Spa.
Oh, really? Yeah. How far are you from Spa as we speak?
20 minutes.
Wow. It's a beautiful part of the, you know, Belgium. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about what Robin Freins did during the off season, apart from testing racing cars and the non-racing life of Robin Freins during off season? That you can share with us?
I have a personal trainer now, which he's a weightlifter, and he's also from my country and from Holland. And I work a lot with him. I have some problems with my cow, so I go to the hospital on Thursday, just checking out, and or do the best preparation I could do for the first official testing. Do a lot of chats with the team and how you want the car and stuff like that. And most important thing, chill out. Go on holiday and have a break for 2 weeks with my girlfriend, and that's also important, you know? Social life, that's I'm not gonna say for everybody the same, but for me it's important to have a good social life, or else I wasn't fast as well, I think.
And when are you coming on a social trip to California?
I will see if I have the money for it.
Okay, yeah, you know, we offer all drivers we talk to, especially, this is a Skype special. If you come to San Francisco, where we are in the area, Chinese food or fully loaded burrito is on F1 Weekly.
Okay.
Great. How are your parents doing?
My parents are quite cool now, but as soon as if the first race starts, they are in stress mode full. Like usual, my father's really, you know, it's normal.
Yeah.
They want to have the best for their son, but it's a dangerous sport, and you know, stuff can happen, and they know that. So it's just stressful for the parents. Everybody knows that.
Well, please give them my greets.
I will do.
And finally, Robin, how about a message for listeners of F1 Weekly? And we have quite a few listeners in Netherlands also, and I was doing a Skype chat with one of them yesterday, and he is very, very excited about you.
Who is that?
Who is that? He is Señor Javier Vicente Garcia. He's originally from Spain. He now lives in Netherlands near Utrecht. And he's a music man, so he was saying a lot of good things about you and how he's following your career. And, you know, we follow all the junior series, so you are mentioned always in a very positive light and F1 Weekly.
True, yeah. It's always nice.
Yeah, so how about a message? And I'll be at the British Formula 3 race at Alton Park next month. So I'll tell Mr. Dutton, you and I had a chat.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool.
Tell him the good things.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, you know, some years ago, actually, when you and I met in Barcelona, he invited me to the Monaco Grand Prix. You know, there's a World Series by Renault also. He asked me if I would like to come as a guest of his. And I thought he was joking, but he was serious. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, if I win the lottery, maybe I'll show up this May at Monte Carlo.
Yeah, it's an expensive experience, huh?
Yeah. Sure. Okay, man, how about a little message for listeners of F1 Weekly Worldwide, please?
Well, just check out the website. It's a really good website, yo. It's funny, but it's serious the same way, and it's really nice to read all the stories, and I just like the website. Read it.
And what's your website? You need to mention that, please.
It's robinfriends.com. I'm still working with my website now. I have some problems with it. I can't get in my website at the moment, so we have to work on that. So hopefully it's going to be soon repaired, but we will see.
Great. I really look forward to reporting Robin Friends, friend of F1 Weekly, has won a World Series by Renault race. That will be the day.
Thank you.
Okay, man, I have to get back to my real job now.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time, and we'll stay connected.
Okay, we will.
Okay, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Robin, thanks for joining F1Weekly.com.